This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How is it December the 5th already? I don't know about anyone else, but I feel like November, where did it go? It went so quick. Definitely been the quickest month, like, thus far that I can remember, although my memory at the moment is absolutely terrible. But hello, everyone. Happy Monday. 20 days till Christmas. It's actually just been my dad's 60th birthday. And I was just at home for the weekend. Me and my sister actually surprised him. We turned up at his birthday dinner. My mum was in on it. But yeah, I've been back at home for the weekend, which is really nice. I am obviously going to be going back home for Christmas as well. So it's not going to be too long till I see them all again. But it was so nice to just see my friends, spend time with my family. But I'm absolutely exhausted. I feel like you guys would all be laughing at me right now if you could see me. I'm literally in bed with a cup of this sleepy tea that I've got recently. So good. It's like a vanilla-y, like, I feel like there's apple in it. I'm not sure. It's from Twinings, I think. And it's called Sleep. And it's got, I don't know what's in it, but it, number one, it tastes really good. Because I know some some sleep teas are just really like, I don't know, it's giving herbal, like that's like not my thing at all. This was actually quite sweet and I actually feel like it works. I don't know if it's like a placebo, but I feel like it works. So yeah, I'm in bed with my sleepy tea. I've got a like towel around my head, but it's one of those like towel turban thingy, so it's like a toweling material that you can like button behind, because I've just had a shower as well, and because my hair's red, I've been realizing recently, if you've got red hair you'll totally understand, even though I've like had my hair dyed for a while, every time I'm in the shower, like some of the red like always continuously will keep coming out, and it now stains my pillows if I go to bed with wet hair. And I can't be bothered to dry my hair before I go to bed. I've actually got one of the heatless curling thingies in it. Last time I did it, I ended up looking like Goldilocks. So fingers crossed that it actually works this time. And I actually just have curled hair in the morning. But yeah, I actually look hilarious right now. But I'm ready. I'm ready to sit down. And I thought today, let's do something a little bit different. Because I have done sort of these in YouTube videos before, like kind of like my carpool convos type things. As much as you guys obviously know me as like a content creator, I am just as much as like a content consumer as well. And I am that friend that's always like, oh my God, did you see this? Did you see this? And it's all just kind of like the latest, what's going on social media, pop culture, trending topics. Mainly because I spend literally 99% of my life on TikTok, and I get a lot of my news from TikTok, which actually I'm thinking that like news channels are like catching on to. I've definitely seen someone on like the ITV TikTok, like telling us all the news headlines on TikToks, probably to reach like the younger generation, because not everyone like likes to watch the news like, on TV, and it's like we'd rather get the news somewhere else and not like feel like we're actually setting out to watch the news. It's just like it's just come up on, yeah, like on TikTok and stuff. But I get a lot of my, you know, pop culture updates, trending topic knowledge, all from TikTok, and I absolutely love talking about it, because sometimes with my friends I'll say, oh my god, did you see like this TikTok drama, and no one knows what I'm talking about. So I don't have anyone to talk about it with. So I thought, what better way to talk about this kind of stuff on a podcast episode? So if you're also that friend, maybe I feel like we might go over a few things in this episode that you're going to understand, I understand. Although I did ask you guys to send in topics to talk about, and you basically all said one thing in particular. So you have 5 seconds while the intro plays to guess what we're going to probably be talking about majority of this episode. But I think it's like, it's a pretty fucking hectic topic, and I feel like it, we need to keep talking about it.
Any questions? It's normal. It's fun to talk about this stuff. Nothing is going to be off limits.
So I feel like a lot of the current controversial trending topics at the moment kind of involve all of the same people. The number one thing that you guys wanted me to speak about is the whole Balenciaga drama. And obviously, if you know what that is and it's really triggering for you, then maybe skip ahead. It's obviously a very disturbing and just, I like, do you know what? I'm so glad in a way, not that obviously that even happened, but I don't know what it is. I know talks about, you know, there being this like inner circle and all of that has been around for years, and it's really disturbing. And you know, it for some bizarre reason, it's like not really spoken about. It doesn't get a lot of media coverage. It never like sticks. But something about this whole Balenciaga thing, I don't know if it's because, and obviously she's receiving a lot of shit too. We can't deny that Kim Kardashian and like Kanye West really have kind of put Balenciaga on. I don't know, she definitely has been a muse for Balenciaga, which is why I can completely understand sort of why she's getting a lot of shit, because number one, she's Kim Kardashian in the sense of she just has such a voice on social media to like really make a stance against what they're doing. She doesn't need the extra money, she doesn't need the extra check. I know obviously there's going to be so much behind the scenes that we don't know as to maybe why, like her response was so weird. I don't know if you guys saw it, but she was just like, she wants to talk with them. And it's like, what on earth is there to talk about? They published a campaign. What was it actually for, guys? Was it for like the, like these, was it actually for bags that they were like kind of bondage looking bags, and to advertise them, they used children and like, I don't know, put them in like weird positions. And also like props in the background, if you really zoomed in, the dates or like the titles of these documents and stuff were significant to like previous child pornography or like, so, like just really weird, but like quite clearly thought out stuff. And like, you're telling me that their excuse is that, it wasn't them, like they're suing the prop company, like what? No, you're telling me the head of a fashion house doesn't get the final say on like campaign images. Even if they didn't see the props and stuff, which is, I don't know why that's like the main thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, why are they just dwelling on that? Like, why are you not like dwelling on the fact that you thought it would be a good idea to use kids to, you know, advertise bondage bags or just like bondage in general? And TikTok is like, there are so many just like clever people on TikTok. I mean, as much as I hate that app in the sense of, you know, it just takes over like my life sometimes, I just am exposed to so much information and just so many people that are just like, they really know their shit, and like they've got some time on their hands too, and they really do the investigating and make these videos, and they're just so interesting. And I hate that it's on a topic that is literally so vile, but I love that people are digging. and exposing, and, you know, more and more stuff is coming to light. Low-key bit nervous even, like, talking about this because, you know, the people that talk about this, actually, I don't think they are there the ones that, like, get, like, something happens to them, like, touch wood, but, like, the people that do, like, provide the information, like, something bizarre happens. Again, as much as, I mean, this is another trending and controversial shit, like, obviously, I don't know if you guys have seen, Kanye West is back on Twitter and just saying the absolute most. Like, what was that about him being like, one final thing? Like, I walked in on Kim Kardashian and Chris something. And apparently, she's already had a spokesperson come out to say that that's not true. But then again, somebody did some digging and found a video, like a picture of when Drake was announcing that he was dropping his album, and it was like the same week that I think Kanye West was dropping his album, and like everyone was sort of saying that Drake's done that deliberately, and Drake in this picture and like his other friends that are in this picture are all wearing this guy that Kanye is saying that he walked in on Kim with, that like I think he's a basketball player or something. In this picture, Drake and two of his friends are all wearing that guy's basketball jersey, and people at the time were saying that that was to troll Kanye, and now it's like maybe that's why it was trolling Kanye, because Drake knew that Kim had cheated on him with this guy. Do you see what I mean? Like, I feel like it's all kind of coming out, and Kanye is just saying so much wrong stuff at the moment, like culturally, politically. I mean, I saw an interview the other day where he said that he thought he sort of something about Hitler and him like understanding him, or just something so awful. Like, I don't know what he's doing the most on these podcasts at the moment. I don't know how he's getting on them, or like who lets him go on them. Like, where's his team? I don't understand how he doesn't have people around him all of the time saying, don't do that. Or if as he just sort of, they've agreed to be like, you know what, if you want to sabotage and self-destruct, then you go ahead. But then that's the wrong kind of people to have around you. But besides obviously all of that awful stuff that I feel like I don't even want to talk about, because it's just, I don't need to reiterate his messages and what he was saying, because they're just awful. But it does make me think though that, you know, the other stuff that he was saying about the industry and about, you know, that sort of side of things, not the religious, cultural stuff that he says, just strictly speaking on like the industry stuff that he comes out with, like sometimes the stuff about Kim, which I feel so bad for her, but at the same time, like, it's funny, but we shouldn't find it funny. This guy is clearly having a mental breakdown, but and like just really mentally, I don't think is well. But then, is he just being honest? And like, we obviously just think it's completely outrageous, as in like, you know, the stuff that he comes out with about Kim. And I feel like has he spoken out about Balenciaga? I feel like I actually saw somewhere that he not like was defending them, but he just sort of said that we shouldn't cancel Balenciaga. And I was like, oh, this would have been the time to like try and have your comeback, Kanye, and just saying like, yeah. You know, and especially the way that he obviously speaks about his kids, like, loves his kids so much, supposedly. So, you know, a brand that he's obviously worked closely with, pulling a stunt like that, would you not just immediately be completely outraged? Like, where's the outrage? I'm, like, really confused. Like, if I was Kim Kardashian, I would be so outraged. Like, how fucking disgusting. Like, and I made, not like a joke, but I sort of said, Kim, if there was going to be any reason for you to cut ties with Balenciaga and not have to wear this nylon one piece at every event, this would be it. And I think we would all understand, we would all applaud you, and everyone would be happy to see you wearing something else. Like, she must have something in the works, I think. She must do. Because I don't understand, as well as like, Kim studies law, like, this stuff is huge. She must know about like contracts and just, you know, does these campaigns herself. She must know how and who approves that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, her excuse, the more I think about it, is just completely unacceptable. And her, like, statement. Obviously, she felt the need to put out a statement because when you think of Balenciaga, you do think of Kim Kardashian. And I do understand the side of it. Like, it's not her fault. You know, she didn't do it. Why is she getting so much shit? I also do agree with that. But it's like, when you're the face of a brand, I feel like you do have a duty to sort of speak out, to be like, where do you go from here? Are you going to continue to work with him? Are you not? Like, no one's saying that you need to put out a statement to, like, explain the campaign, because obviously, yeah, that's nothing to do with you. But her statement, it was really, yeah, the more I think about it, she needs to do better. She's got kids. But then, this is where TikTok was coming in. Everyone was like, yeah, like, she's got kids, she should do better. But we're digging up all of these pictures where I hadn't really realized, like, Kim and North together have both dressed up in these, like, all-in-one Balenciaga outfits, and that are, like, low-key, it's like a gimp mask, which is obviously a sexual thing in that world. Like, there's pictures of North wearing it in the sort of the name of Balenciaga. And I hadn't actually really seen those pictures before, and I actually didn't really know what those masks, like, were until, again, saw on TikTok and someone was like, this isn't new. Like, they know. They know. And someone also found out, or, like, found a quote from somewhere, like, Demna, the guy that is the new, like, head of house of Balenciaga. There's a quote from him somewhere saying that he was actually brought up sort of, like, exposed either to child pornography or, like, something like that, allegedly. Like, it's a quote from him from somewhere. It's on the internet. Like, you can look at it for yourself if you're wanting to go down this rabbit hole, which I ended up on the other night, like, just reading about this and just being completely shocked. But it's there. But people are just... it's so fucked up. Like, and also there's this interview from Justin Bieber that, like, someone was like, I don't understand why this interview didn't get, like, literally any media coverage. It's literally Justin Bieber saying that he went to, like, a Hollywood, like, industry, like, music party and basically got told to do something to, like, a child, and he said no, and I think something really awful ended up happening to the child, like, because he didn't do it, and, like, they just did that for fun, like, at this party. Again, don't quote me on that 100%. It's on the internet. Like, you can read it for yourself. It's there. It's so fucked up. And I don't understand, like, why this isn't being spoken about more. But this is what I mean. There's something about this Balenciaga thing. I actually feel like it's sticking this time. People are digging. More and more things are, like, coming up. But as much as I don't like her political views, obviously you guys will have seen when it was the oh my god, what's his brand called again? Yeezy fashion show. Kanye West obviously had that picture with, is her name, like, Candace Owens, who is apparently in America this really sort of, like, oh my god, is it left wing or right wing, where it's like your political views are just the wrong ones. Not that there's, like, right or wrong, but you know what I mean. The sort of, like, morally not so good ones. Are you left or right? I can't remember. Anyway, she just has, like, you know, Trump supporter, those kind of political views, right? So when they had this picture together, everyone was, like, really outraged because she's just notorious for just not being great, like, just a good person, and a bit controversial. But she's really, at the moment, been saying some stuff that I actually agree with, based, like, about this whole Balenciaga thing and the drama and, you know, the way the statement that Kim put out. I mean, I'm sure Candace is slightly biased considering she's obviously team Kanye. So her opinion of Kim is obviously always going to probably be negative. But I had to agree with her. And I don't really watch a lot of her content or know, like, who she is or what she does. But obviously, when you're just scrolling down TikTok and you see these types of videos and you just watch because you're interested, whatever, she's making some really valid points. And I was agreeing with her. Again, I don't think it should solely rely on Kim Kardashian to, like, it's not her fault about the shoot, but what she does is, like, massively impactful. She obviously is a massive influencer. And if she stands by Balenciaga and, you know, like, she's sort of basically saying, no, no, guys, they're still cool. They're still a brand you should fuck with. When clearly the people behind it, we should not be fucking with them. Also, another weird thing about the people that run the brand. Apparently there's this other woman, not Demna, it's somebody else. I think she's like more of the stylist. And I think people were saying that she was the set stylist. She's just styles a lot of things for Balenciaga. So she played a big part in whatever it was. Apparently her Instagram is private. But someone, obviously, who follows her was scrolling down on her page and she's posted.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Some like fucked up shit in the past, like that maybe relates to like children and stuff like that. I just think it is so bizarre. And obviously this kind of stuff isn't new. We've been known that like I said about this, like inner circle, the whole Jeffrey Epstein? Is that the right one? Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein. I get him and Harvey Weinstein, like, I get their names mixed up. But Jeffrey Epstein was the one with Ghislaine Maxwell and, like, obviously all of that stuff. Like, it was so close to, like, coming out. Like, and things being exposed and us, like, finally understanding. And then, obviously, it's just, like, not happened. And it's really quiet, like, about that sort of stuff these days. Like, we don't hear, like, what's happening with Ghislaine Maxwell. Can someone tell me? Like, I really want to know. And I am sort of, like, on that side of TikTok, to be fair. Because I know I love lawyer TikTok. Like, there's loads of lawyers or people that are just really interested in law and, like, court cases and, like, following along, like, on TikTok. And I absolutely love going down a rabbit hole on their videos and just hearing the sort of ins and outs of like what goes on and like their sort of inside scoop, if you will, on kind of things that are going on. Because you can like follow along. I just forget to do that and I just rely on these people to give me the tea on what's going on. But yeah, like I don't really know what's happening with that anymore and like how things like that get quiet. But again, it's all just a big circle, isn't it? Like, you could literally just drive yourself nuts thinking about, like, why isn't this come out? Like, why isn't this person being exposed? And it's like, well, you're talking about, like, the richest people in the world. And when you have enough money, you can silence, like, anyone and, like, any situation if you want to. But moving on, I feel like when I did a Hot Topics video on my YouTube, someone said it to me like months ago about the Kardashians like losing their relevance, and I actually didn't really know what they were talking about, and I tried to find things on TikTok and stuff like that, and I couldn't really see what people were talking about. Like, I couldn't really see other people saying that. But more and more recently, that is all I see in the comments of videos about the Kardashians, just that people have really just like, I don't know, they're I see a lot of the time people just like saying that they're really over Kim Kardashian. I know this sounds so just like pathetic, but this is what I mean. Like, I don't have anyone to talk about this kind of stuff with, and I don't know why I care so much, but I do. Okay, I just find it interesting, and I like to keep up to date with whether or not people are loving or hating which Kardashian, like, whatever, okay? I feel like if I was in a pub quiz, you need someone like me that has this pop culture general knowledge, all right? Because if a question comes up saying name all the Kardashian kids, I'll obviously be able to do it. But, you know, in all the videos of the Kardashians at the moment, people seem to obviously be really over Kim. So this Balenciaga thing could have really sort of, you know, changed that for her. But now it's actually more like, well, this is another reason why now to not like cancel Kim, but like she's just becoming, dare I say it, like less relevant. She'll always be someone. But I'm seeing a lot more people stanning Khloé. She's looking amazing at the moment. And, but yeah, no, people just sort of low-key over the Kardashians in general. And I was reading through the comments on this particular TikTok that I saw, and I completely agree. A lot of people were sort of saying that just over the last like couple of years, where especially now if we're in the UK going into like sort of more of a cost of living crisis and just like, you know, being exposed to like rich people all of the time, you just get tired of seeing that because you just can't relate and it's not actually really anything that you want to see, you know, while people are like struggling to get by, like why on earth? Some people can see it as like escapism and it's nice to sort of, you know, sort of see it in that way. But a lot of people, I think, just don't need to see, you know, videos of Kim like saying, oh, we've hit December and you know what that means? This piano player comes in and plays Christmas music for my kids every morning. And it's just like, that is so amazing for you. Like, wow. But so unrelatable. And for those really sort of struggling, like in like a cost of living crisis, like it just, you can't help but like that can just have an impact on you. That just makes you feel worse and you don't need that right now. So I think a lot of people are just turning off anything to do with like Kardashians and the stuff that they post, just tuning it out. Apparently Kylie put up a TikTok or like a YouTube video or like something where she did like a closet tour, but apparently had to take the video down because she was getting so much shit in her comments of just being like sort of like, not that nobody wants to see this, because obviously there are people that want to see this and that are stans and like maybe are also really wealthy, so it's just goals, or people see that as like inspiration. Like they will obviously always have an audience, but yeah, I don't know. I am seeing now, I didn't before, but I am seeing now more and more people sort of just being really over them. Like I'm actually staring at this TikTok right now and like going through the comments and like people are just saying like, imagine if we all just blocked them. Like, or like imagine if everyone just unfollowed them. But this is the thing, is that the Kardashians are kind of like, their relevancy is sort of based on the trends. And yes, as much as they are trendsetters, if the trends that they're doing just are so unobtainable and unrelatable and actually now being more controversial than they are, you know, inspiring, maybe they are losing their relevancy. I don't know. I miss the old King Kylie because I was obsessed with that era. Like, she had me in a chokehold. And I feel like she likes to sometimes supposedly, quote-unquote, bring King Kylie, like, out. And, like, this is what she means about, like, showing her personality. But I don't know. We don't really get to see that side anymore. It's a shame. I'll read you a few of the comments as well, because like I said, I'm just scrolling down and people are making some really great points. Sort of saying it's not just wealth, it's extravagance. There's so many millionaires who aren't this over the top. So true. But then it's all, again, you could go down a rabbit hole about this as well. I don't believe like everything they do is marketing, but like maybe it is. Okay, because this over the top extravagant crap like gets people talking, good or bad. And when you're in positions like them, sometimes bad press isn't really a problem for them. Somebody else said the pandemic lifted the veil on how and why billionaires exist, and I don't think that that can be undone. That's really true. A lot of people just saying I'm over Hollywood in general. They're so out of touch with reality, and honestly, people are done. The struggle is real for a lot of people. Exactly. And I think the more sort of successful people these days, in terms of social media, especially in like the younger sort of kind of content creators, the ones that you see thriving are the ones that remain the most relatable. And it's always nice, like, finding an influencer or, like, yeah, someone like that, and just feeling that you can relate to them. You're doing the same things. Like, I love that you guys say that on my videos sometimes, like, just saying that we're the same and, like, you know, we do the same sort of stuff. Like, I don't think I could ever say, like, something on, like, a Kardashian picture or something, being like, girl, we are the same, because we are not the same. Sorry, I feel like this episode is low-key just gonna be about, like, Balenciaga, Kardashian, that kind of crap, because that literally has been everything that's in the news. If it's not Balenciaga, it's Kim, and if it's not Kim, it's Kanye. Like, the fact that Kanye just got his social media back and is saying all of this stuff, again, I feel like I wake up every morning and I follow those pages, like The Shade Room and stuff, to just, you know, not go out of my way to, like, find out the news, but, like, that's obviously a page that posts it. It's always like, oop, Kanye's been on a rant on Twitter again and stuff. I don't know if you guys have seen, but there's this guy, like, on a news channel in America, like, literally going off on the whole Balenciaga ad controversy. He, like, takes his earpiece out. Like, it's a real rant, and he makes some, like, great points, which, again, I'll mention, just sort of saying how, you know, Kim doesn't need Balenciaga. Balenciaga needs her. At the beginning of this episode, you know, I said, like, when you think of Balenciaga, you do think of Kim. She literally has been their muse, like, this last year, which is why I can understand why she's taking a lot of heat from this, because she really could have done something here. Like, she, it's so infuriating. And a lot of the comments on that TikTok as well was sort of saying, yeah, people aren't outraged, because the sad thing is that, like, everyone probably already knows. Like, people aren't outraged because all of, like, the big famous people allegedly probably already know. And it's like, it's the same sort of thing behind every big rich company. Like, isn't that just so scary to, like, think, like, there is this whole other world, like, that industry for us doesn't even, well, I don't know, maybe it might, for some, we might have more knowledge than others, I don't know, but it's just so unfamiliar and out of reach, like, that whole just, like, celebrity world and Hollywood and just A-list millionaire vibes, like, it almost doesn't feel real to, like, people like us, for example. I've had, like, nowhere near close, but being, like, a social media influencer and stuff, you do get to see and experience some, like, amazing things and, like, sort of meet celebrities and stuff sort of more than just the average person, I guess. It's just the line of work. Like, when you go to these kind of events and stuff, you do get to meet, but, like, not to, like, that level. So to me, still, even a world like that, it's just so, almost seems like another planet. And I dread to think, like, just the stuff that goes on, as much as I don't, at the same time, I do really just want to be a fly on the wall and just see. And I do feel like we're on the road to, you know, that people are going to keep exposing, but it's at such, like, a risk. Like, it's so scary whenever I see these videos of people speaking up and, like, sharing information and stuff, all of the comments are like, protect this person at all costs, because this is what I mean about, like, the millionaire. It, like, if they need you to be stop speaking, like, they will find a way to get you to stop speaking. It's crazy. I mean, nothing I have said is, like, stuff that's just, I'm just, like, reporting. It's nothing new. Obviously, I've got absolutely no idea what goes on, and I really hope one day we do find out and it all just comes out and it can, like, be put to a stop. I don't really know the extent of it. Maybe I need to go down a rabbit hole. I think I'd become obsessed, you know. Does anybody have any, like, conspiracy theory, like, obsessed friends? I used to be so obsessed with the Shane Dawson conspiracy theories. They were, like, my favorite videos to watch, but I feel like this is just some, like, darker shit that's, you know, it's not necessarily a conspiracy theory, but we just don't know, because people aren't allowed to speak about it. And it's just so, I don't know, not, like, unthinkable. Well, it is, like, this, it's crazy. And not to go back to it, but another comment that's just, I remember reading, and it's just stuck out to me. And it just makes me think, like, I suddenly don't even know what kind of person like Kim Kardashian is, because the like a lot of the comments in the videos about her, people were like, you guys, she obviously is aware. This is the same person that was raised by her, like, obviously Kris Jenner, like, made her do supposedly, allegedly, the whole sex tape thing, like, was all her idea. Like, she, like, pimped out Kim almost for fame and money, you know? And then you sort of think, oh, yeah, she did do that. Like, it's, that's kind of fucked up, you know? I mean, like I said, it is, I feel silly, and like, not that we're all silly or whatever, but it has been like in front of our eyes like this whole time. And like, people are trying to speak up, which again is what I see in a lot of the comments about Kanye, obviously, when he's just not obviously saying racist and like anti-Semitic and, you know, that kind of stuff, because that is not okay. It's not him like being truthful as such. But like, some things that he says, people in the comments are like, everyone thinks he's crazy, but like, he's speaking the truth. Like, and then obviously, like I said, more when he's just coming out with industry stuff and maybe the things about Kim, we don't know. And it's like, wow, like, we just are so quick to be like, this man is insane, even though I know he's openly said he is on medication, well, should be on medication for like mental health and has like bipolar, is it? Or like something like that. But I don't know. But I'm glad I've just had this rant though, because I feel like I've not really been able to speak about these things with people, because my friends are sort of up to date, but not as obsessed as me. Maybe I need to get a life. Maybe that's what it is. It's just me and Steve. So we'd just be scrolling on TikTok together, you know? So maybe I'm just going to wrap it up and end it there and go down a rabbit hole on this conspiracy. And I'll get back to you guys. If you want me to do more sort of like controversial, not maybe not always controversial, but like hot topic episodes. I know it's a slightly off brand for rated R type of thing. But I mean, I still think it's important to keep this sort of conversation going. And the more knowledge that we have on things like this, you know, it can't go away. They can't escape it if we keep talking about it, which is apparently what people don't want to happen, but this is what needs to happen. This kind of stuff needs more attention continuously, so then, you know, more things can come out, fingers crossed. But I don't know, it's a scary world. It's a scary fucked up world. But on a lighter note, and we can start our week all doing the same thing. Because of TikTok, I've discovered a new film to watch. And I don't know about you guys, but I am always hunting for films. I am such a creature of habit. Always watching the same series. I'm literally re-watching Desperate Housewives for the 750th time. Nearly finished it. So it was about time that I have something new to watch, right? There's a new film. It's got Jack O'Connell in it, which, if you're thinking, who's that? It's Cook from Skins, who I've always just thought was so sexy and naughty. And it's like the Something Lovers. Go on Netflix, and it's literally like the number 2 film with Jack O'Connell in it. It's like the Lady Something's Lover. Apparently, it's got like, if you watched 365 Days and thought that was like a really sexual film and like those scenes were really just like, wow. Apparently, this film has, it's better. And it's more like, it makes you blush because the scenes are like really just, I don't know. I've not watched it. So what I'm saying is maybe let's all go away and watch it today. That can be our Monday night plans, to watch this film on Netflix, like snuggle on the sofa, you know, have just like a girl's night watching this film. And then let's discuss. I'm excited. Maybe I need to watch it now. No, I'll watch it tomorrow night. Well, actually, by the time you're listening to this, if you listen to it on a Monday, I'll watch it tonight and I'll post my feedback on maybe like my Instagram or something. But yeah, good old TikTok. And apparently people are talking about that. So I guess that's another trending topic, trending film. So yeah, that's going to be my plan this evening. I hopefully have inspired you to do the same. If you're in the mood to watch a girly romantic, apparently it's going to make you cry film with loads of sexy, you know, intimate sex scenes that make you blush and probably depressed at the same time. It's probably going to make me extremely depressed. And I'm going to have to reach into my side drawer and sort myself out that way. How depressing. Right, I feel like I've just had like a gossip with my friends, like just about current things and just ranting and expressing my thoughts on the whole situation on topics that maybe a lot of my friends actually aren't really interested in. So I hope you guys find it interesting. Let me know if you want me to do more episodes sort of like this, or you want me to stick to, I don't know, other things and you don't care about this kind of stuff at all. Let me know over on the Rated R podcast. You already know on Instagram at Rated R podcast. Always love your feedback, guys. And if you can, apparently you can like rate the podcast. Like if you're listening to it on Spotify, give it a 5-star if you think it's a 5-star. Give it a 4-star if you think it's a 4-star. But you know, let's spread the Christmas cheer and give it a 5-star if you haven't already. I'd really, really appreciate it. And share this with your friends that also love to talk about the shit that they see on TikTok and trending topics and all of that jazz. Like, let's just have a gossip and a catch up about what's going on in the world right now. But love you guys. Hope you've enjoyed. And let me know if you watch that film later and we can give each other feedback and reviews. Love ya. Have an amazing rest of the week. And I'll see you next Monday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.